Thank you, Meredith. Great to have your company this morning. 1300 736 736 to join us. Questions without notice, not too far away. What are you chuckling at over there?
No. Got a big day on today.
No, I know. I've got to help you download something
before we
leave as well.
Yep.
As soon as you said what it was, I thought, I'm going to have to help you out with that.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine.
Draft next week. How are your notes coming along for the draft?
Well, it's hard. Look, these guys have been tracked by recruiters and other people in the media, to be fair, for 2 or 3 years. So I'm late to the party. When you do the AFL proper through the course of the year, you're late to the party. But I love watching what they do well. And it is obvious and clear through the numbers that Champion do with the scout programs and whatnot. But when you see it, you think, gee, can that go to AFL level? That trait, that special trait, can that impact AFL immediately is the challenge.
Well, all of the projections have got Tanner Bruin very, very high up in the pecking order. And a week from today, basically, we'll get to see what it all looks like. And Tanner will know exactly what his future as a footballer at AFL level looks like. Tanner, good morning. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
School's all done and dusted now, Geelong Grammar?
Yeah, finished last Wednesday. So, all done and dusted now. So pretty exciting.
From your point of view, every player is different, obviously, but over the years, players have had to combine footy, obviously, and year 12 and all that sort of stuff. You haven't played a lot of footy this year. Has it given you a chance to just sort of knuckle down a little bit more on the study side of things?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I suppose, for everyone, it sort of has, missing a lot of this year. But, it was pretty disappointing for me, I suppose. I was looking forward to hopefully a healthy season, but I'm obviously missing, a good proportion of last year as well. But, it's definitely, given me some time to slow down and, focus on the little things and with my family and friends and also my study. So, I've, as bad as it's been, I've quite enjoyed it as well.
99.5 coming, Tanner, is that what we're saying?
No, look, I don't think that's coming, guys. we'll see how we go.
How would you describe yourself to the listeners out there who are not sure what club you're going to end up at, potentially their club? How would you describe yourself as a player? Is there a like type? Is there a likeness that you give yourself that's playing AFL at the moment?
I suppose I'm just a pretty competitive player. Really driven and pride myself on my leadership as well. So I think I could try and bring my competitiveness to a club and also my leadership as well as my football skills as well. I suppose I'm a West Coast supporter, so I've sort of always been watching the West Coast midfielders, but I'll just try and forge my own path and try and be the player that I'll set out to be myself.
West Coast supporter living in Geelong, how does that come about?
I've been to Perth quite a few times when I was younger. Been around Subiaco a little bit and sort of just fell in love with West Coast. And I used to follow Scott Salad a bit and he was playing there and sort of just stuck with him ever since,
Tough, good skills, 183 centimetres is almost small for a midfielder these days. Hey, what did you make of yesterday's hit out in Craigieburn there with the cream of the crop from the Victorian crew? What was that like? What did you make of that?
I loved it. It was really awesome. It was just really good to get back out there and see a lot of the boys we haven't seen in a while, and I suppose nervy as it was with so many recruiters around, I think the boys were just mainly excited to just get back out there and kick the footies around, and it was a really fun day. So I think most of us enjoyed it, and we took a lot away from it.
Did it get competitive? What was in the session? Were there any hit outs where you thought, hang on, I'm just going to see how my 12 months has been versus old mate over here?
There's no contact allowed, really.
Doesn't suit you.
I suppose it's just a bit dangerous, a week to go to the draft. I wouldn't want anything, to go wrong. So it was just a pretty basic skill session. I think we had four rotations. It was just kicking, handballing, marking and ground ball. So about 15 minutes each station. So it was nice and sort of relaxed, but it was a really good day. It was just good to be back out there.
You've had a little bit of a taste of the elite level. You spent some time training with the Cats this year as part of the AFL Academy. How did you find that experience?
It was unreal. I spent a week down at the Cats earlier this year. I think it was December last year, actually. It was great. It was a great experience for me, and I was down there with a few of my best mates as well, which was unreal. So, the boys down at the Cats were very inviting, and had a great time down there.
Outside of yourself, Tanner, so just park your own name for a moment. Who's the best midfielder in this crop that you've seen or you've played against?
I'd probably say Will Phillips, I reckon. He's obviously a great midfielder, and you know, he's shown a lot over the past few years. So I think he'd be right up there. So rate Will pretty high, and I think he's right up there.
He's a name that's coming up for sure. So what does it look like for you between now and next week when the draft happens? As I say, it's a question of where you go, not if. It's a question of where you go. What are you doing between now and then?
I'll just probably be relaxing, soaking up the time with my family and friends, before, anything can sort of happen next Wednesday. So, I'd probably just be relaxing at home and catching up with all my mates and spending time with my family. So, it's pretty exciting.
Do you sit down and work out roughly what number you think you're at? Where do you think you'll go and sort of narrow down the options in terms of clubs? Do you have an idea of it being, one, two, three, four clubs?
I suppose, that always comes into the equation sort of when we're talking with my manager and stuff, and he sort of gives me a bit of an idea. But with all the live trading and everything that can happen now, from now until the draft, a lot of things can happen. So a lot of things can change and a lot of things can go different. So, I'll just try and wait and see and see how it goes. But, fingers crossed.
Just before we let you go, I read an article with you. I think you spoke to Sammy Hargraves last week on the evening show here, the Sporting Capital on SEN. Did you? Were you asked how you would get Jai Caldwell out if you were playing cricket against him? Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I've been asked this question, 100 times. I got asked yesterday as well. Yeah, that's it.
How would you get him out? What's your motor dismissal to knock Jai Caldwell over?
Oh, just probably on his pads, I reckon. LBW. I think I've answered that, about 100 times, I reckon. Yeah.
It's the strange questions that draftees get asked during this time. Hey, Tanner, good luck. You've got some fantastic future in the game coming up. It's a bit of a waiting period between now and next week, but wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Tanner Bruin joining us.
Good luck.
Geelong Falcons, Vic Country Boy. Cal Toomey's got his phantom form guide the most recent one. He's the man that I refer to during this period from afl.com.au. He's got Tanner Bruin at 10.
10, has
in
he?
In the draft. Yeah.
Well, 10 can end up clearly not just those clubs, because we keep hearing that there's going to be four or five clubs try and trade up into the top 10. Now, whether that's at pick 8 or 10, wherever Tanner is likely to fall. So he's right with what he says. They've got a great handle of all 18 clubs alive here.
Mm.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, the interesting thing with that too, Cal said that there are a lot of clubs that think Tanner's probably more outside of the top 10. So if you're listening and you're sort of a North Melbourne or even a Richmond at pick 17 or something like that, it could be exactly the sort of player that's still available.
I wouldn't be surprised with Tanner if a club trades up specifically to nab him.
I'd agree with
that. That's sort of more where I'm going. That they won't let him slide too far. You can't take the risk. See one you like, trade up, get it done.
We're here for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Christmas, and we'll come back with questions without notice after this.